Shots Radio with Rich Wyeth, and we've got a weekly chat now with boss man Andy Scott. Andy, big weekend, FA Cup weekend, but before we talk about that, let's just quickly briefly touch on last Saturday, away to Wrexham, a sort of mid-table clash, hoping to pull away from Wrexham. Got that early goal in the 14th minute through Dan Holman, but eventually lost 3-1. Disappointing result then?
Yeah, it was a disappointing result. I think it's fair to say that, you know, the first half an hour we were well on top and with a better side, but, you know, we just ran out of legs. You know, I think that... in fairness, that the players, everyone had played so many games. I think that was our seventh game in 20 days, and most of them had played every game. I mean, when we just ran out of legs, you know, the energy levels weren't there, and you know, that's not an excuse for losing. We made some poor errors on the ball. The decision making on the ball was not good, and they did the basics, you know, poorly, and that allowed them back into the game, and they scored a goal just after half time, and we never really got back into it from that point onwards. So disappointing result after a, you know, really good result at Southport. But, you know, there were extenuating circumstances for that we can look at. So we just got to get everyone back this week, and we've been able to have a week without in a midweek game and rest some of the players and get the injured players back, and hopefully have a closer to a full complement on Sunday against Rochdale.
Yeah, you certainly had a good run of results, disappointing last Saturday, but build up this week to the Rochdale game, going to be a massive FA Cup second round at the Electrical Surf Stadium on Sunday. League One side, Rochdale, eighth in the table, so it's a big game for you.
Yeah, they're a good side. You know, we've watched plenty of footage from them, got some reports, and they're a good side. And you know, Keith Hill always puts together a good side, and they got some players and who are very good at a level. They've you know, established themselves in League One and are pushing for the playoffs. And you know, it's going to be a tough game, you know that. But we're at home, and we've got to, you know, try and negate their strengths and exploit the weaknesses that we feel that they've got, and then have a real good go. And you know, I think that our recent performance has shown that we're capable of doing that.
And obviously, it's good that you've had that week's rest to get some of the injured players back up, and also obviously training obviously changes slightly building up to a Sunday match.
Yeah, we were able to give them, you know, Sunday and Monday off, or the injured players were in on the Monday, so we've changed it. We trained Tuesday, Thursday, Friday this week, and made sure that we've got plenty of players available and giving them the best opportunity to come back and get some training before the game. You know, anyone who's going to be available for Sunday has to train on a Thursday and have a couple of sessions to make sure that they've got through that and are capable of playing, you know, properly and not, you know, re-injuring themselves. So that's given us a few, you know, another day more to get them back right and just take care of the ones that have been playing with niggles as well.
So we've still got a few injury worries, concerns then before Sunday.
Yeah, we have. We had 11 players on the treatment table on Tuesday when we had, you know, 10 training. So that shows the problems we've got. But, you know, some of those were precautionary. Some of those were players that have been injured and weren't capable of taking part in a full session, but were doing extensive rehab work ready for Thursday. So, you know, we feel that, you know, we've got a good chance of getting three or four back in involved in the squad, which is obviously going to give us a big boost.
Obviously, in the first round, when you play Portsmouth, had the away first of all, then the replay at home. The fans played an important part. A good crowd turn up. Hopefully, Sunday the same.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's you know, we're edging closer and closer to the third round. You know, and the draws that Monday night, and we want to be in the hat. And we've shown when the fans are right with us, both home and away, you know, that it really spurs the lads on. And we want to make it a difficult afternoon for Rochdale, and by having everyone, you know, supporting us and getting behind us in a big crowd, then that will certainly help our cause.
All right, fantastic. Andy, thanks for joining us, and wish all the best with the Cup.
Cheers, thank you.
This is Rich Wyeth, just been chatting to boss Andy Scott with his weekly update here on Shots Radio.